First, the good news. The percentage of Philadelphia children testing positive for elevated lead levels has gone from 12% to 1.2% since 2004. However, Deputy Health Commissioner Dr. Carolyn Johnson says rental units still often pose a danger.
When the health department investigates the environment of a child with a high lead level, the source is nearly always in the home residence in the form of chipping and peeling paint.
Kim Shaver says the home where she and her children live has lead problems other than paint.
One day we went to Home Depot and they was giving out these things to check your water. They sent me a letter immediately. They told me do not drink their water again and do not give it to your children.
City Council is planning additional hearings on lead in the city's water. I'm Tom McDonald, WHYY News.